Happy Friday. It's Friday, January 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy f***ing freezing. One polar vortex down, one more to go. We've got a lot to get through this year. So how's your reinvention going? First, I want to thank everyone for your response to last week's episode. From "Damn, I need this now," to those of you who embraced it as a tool for constant self-inventory. I love that phrase. So in the spirit of vulnerability, I'll be an open book this week and share three things I'm working on this year to become more productive, more efficient, and more intentional. So this is what I'm telling myself. 1. Don't waste time. Time is the one thing we can never get back, so making the most of it is essential. How am I going to do that? Organize and prioritize things better. The best way to do this is breaking tasks down into smaller pieces. Whether it's planning a new build or reorganizing new closets, this is my holy grail of organization. A place for everything and everything in its place. From calendars to software, find the best tools to carry out your plan. That's why I've crafted purpose-built methods and custom protocols that make it easier for me to strategize and less prone to spin my wheels. Decide quicker. Overthinking can be a huge time thief. I know. But don't I also already know my needs? When we've done the hard work of examining our priorities and values, it's easier to recognize when a choice aligns with them. And when we make those decisions without delay, the faster we can move forward. Trust yourself. This is the key. Most of the time, I'm more capable than I think. It's true. We can all handle whatever comes our way. And when you trust yourself, you spend less time second-guessing and more time taking action. Bingo! 2. Don't waste energy. Any good scientist will tell you that energy is finite. So let's spend it like it's a precious resource. Make decisions confidently. When it's necessary, say no more often. Every yes we give is a no to something else. So let's be mindful of what deserves our energy. I don't mean be miserly or selfish. I'm talking about setting boundaries to protect your focus. That's how we can go after what we really want. Don't do unnecessary work. Conserve your energy for the important tasks. Busy work can feel productive, but it can drain us for no real reward. What's the outcome you're working toward? Is this getting you closer to it? If not, then streamline, eliminate, or delegate it to someone else. We want to work smarter, not harder. Invest in yourself. Commit to self-improvement. All those areas of renewal I talked about in reinvention? Investing energy in yourself pays off in ways nothing else can. No one else can do that for you. And the better we are, the better we'll be at everything else in life. 3. Don't waste emotion. I should say, don't trust emotion, because emotions can drain us if not managed thoughtfully. Choose emotions wisely. We can't always control how we feel, but we can choose which feelings to nurture. Let's focus on the positive. Gratitude, joy, determination, things that are worth the emotional bandwidth. Savor emotions for what they are. When I feel happy, I embrace it fully. When I feel sad, I let myself feel that without judgment. It may not be justified, but it has its moment. Emotions aren't always logical or trustworthy. I'm learning to let them come and go naturally without overindulging or suppressing them. Ditch invalid emotions and let go of those superfluous feelings. Why would I want to hold on to guilt, worry, or regret that no longer serves me? Is this feeling helping me, or is it holding me back? Anything that's holding you back, it's time to let go. A few years ago, Oprah interviewed RuPaul. An amazing interview. Soulful, deep. And every 10 minutes, RuPaul said the same thing over and over. This isn't rocket science. These are all things we already know. We just need to learn them again and again. I want to be aware. I want to use my energy wisely. I want to be intentional. Because when we live intentionally, nothing is wasted. I have held off so hard from doing a Wicked episode. But honey, I am not spending $30 to stream a movie on my iPad. It's a good thing I don't have kids, because right now, they'd need to put up with their dad playing this soundtrack over and over and over. Unlimited! Yes, it's pink, it's frothy, it's a fabulous Technicolor Hollywood smorgasbord of pop culture. But fluff is fun. It's refreshing. It's therapeutic. We don't always need to take ourselves so seriously. Sometimes it's just fun to watch prancing British Cupid doll Jonathan Bailey opening books with his toes and dancing through life. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, when we live intentionally, nothing is wasted. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, baby, it's cold outside. We got to think of something to do on these frozen days when we're locked up inside. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.